AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Paris Olympics, the games are over for Simone Biles. She won a silver medal in the floor exercise. She did not get a medal on the balance beam. Biles is happy with the overall results.
A couple years ago, I didn't think I'd be back here at an Olympic Games. So competing and then walking away with four medals, I'm not mad about it. I'm pretty proud of myself, and it's always so exciting to compete.
Overall, Simone Biles has won 11 Olympic medals. Forecasters say what is now Tropical Storm Debbie is expected to be a very slow mover.
Debbie came ashore as a hurricane Monday morning near Steinhatchee in northern Florida before reverting back to a tropical storm 20 miles away. Ed Pivacek says he lost some trees, but no major damage despite winds.
We were on the southern wall of the high wall, and winds up to 100 miles an hour.
Officials say a tree fell on a mobile home, killing a 13-year-old. A truck driver lost his life when he hit a wall, and two people in a car, including a 12-year-old, died when they hit a median. The National Hurricane Center's David Zielinski says Debbie is moving slowly and could bring up to 30 inches of rain.
That kind of rainfall is something that does not happen very often, really ever, anywhere. And that's why we're expecting such catastrophic flooding.
He says Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas will feel the effect. I'm Julie Walker.
It's late in the trading day on Wall Street, and big losses have not subsided. There are worries about the direction of the economy. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says experts are aware.
Let's remember the Federal Reserve is watching all this, as is the rest of the world, and officials will be looking at whether they need to cut interest rates at the September meeting and beyond.
And there is the possibility of a Fed emergency meeting. Vice President Kamala Harris is poised to secure the Democratic presidential nomination later today. This is AP News. Bangladesh's prime minister has resigned and left the country.
After weeks of protests against a quota system for government jobs descended into violence and grew into a broader challenge to her 15-year rule, thousands of demonstrators stormed the official residence and other buildings associated with her party and family on Monday. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's departure threatens to create even more instability in the nation on India's border, already dealing with a series of crises. Amid security concerns, the capital's main airport has suspended operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities killed a large crocodile thought to be responsible for Australia's second fatal attack in a month. The latest victim was a man from New South Wales who'd been fishing over the weekend while on vacation with his wife and children. The man fell into a river. His body has not been recovered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.